Unit 3. Hat. Traditionally, whatever is worn on the head, whether or not it grows there naturally, is a sign of the mind beneath it. The hat, therefore, like the hair, expresses ideas and opinions. Since the head is one of the most vulnerable parts of the body, many hats also have a protective function, shielding their wearers from extremes of climate and from human aggression. The man's hat of the 19th and early 20th century, which was derived ultimately from the medieval helmet, protected its wearer both physically and psychologically. The heavy crown deflected blows. The brim shaded the face from strong sunlight and close scrutiny. The conventional shape expressed the conventionality of the mind it covered. The stiffer the hat in general, the higher the social class of its wearer, and or the more conventional his views. The aristocrat in his topper, the city man in his bowler, were literally hard-headed. The symbolically appropriate disadvantage of such hats was that they were easy to knock off if anyone dared to do so. Working men and boys, on the other hand, wore soft cloth caps, less formidable looking, but harder to remove. Their prestige, such as it was less easily damaged by direct assault.